Talking today with John Doggett, of course, National Corn Growers Association. John, let's talk a little bit about several things going on right now. A lot of energy, obviously, we put into the 2014 Farm Bill debate, 2013, 2012, as you work our way back, but we got her through to the finish line. President signed it. We're in the implementation phase. Your thoughts on how things are going to this point? Are you pleased?
We're very pleased. We think that USDA has done a tremendous job. They were ready to start implementation practically from the moment that the president's pen hit the paper. That was important. They were well prepared. They are reaching out. They're asking for input. They're asking for suggestions. They're asking for opinions. They're very, very engaged. And we think it's going to be a good process. And I think it's particularly important that the statute contained some provisions that are really important as far as education goes. Education to growers, providing them the information that they need in order to make the right decision for which program for them to be in. Secondly is to have a good, solid, and strong education process for the county offices so that the county office personnel can answer those questions that growers have when they come in to sign up for the program.
As you think about that sign-up process, we're still some time away from it probably happening. We're going to pretty well have the 2014 crop taken care of, our major commodities, by the time they'll be making those decisions, it looks like, as far as this particular bill.
Well, you know, you can never get a bill done to work in the calendar for the right crop year. And you know, it's just something that we have dealt with every single farm bill for a long, long time. You know, the winter wheat guys always get kind of straddle the program. Everybody else has a problem, but, you know, we'll work through that.
When it comes to the provisions as it relates back to crop insurance, are you pleased with what the early sounds that you're getting from the administration on how they're going to handle some of the things, some of the language within the bill?
Yes, we're pleased. There's been a lot of outreach to make sure that the conservation compliance provision for crop insurance works. We've seen a real strong effort from the department to say, okay, we're going to work with you and let's sit down and talk about it. And there's been some really good meetings around on that subject.
Your commodity that you represent is largely produced with GMO seeds in this country. Are you on board pretty well with the idea of some sort of a national labeling program has been suggested by a piece of legislation that's out there now?
Yes, I mean we're in support of the House legislation. It precludes states from having labeling laws, and we think it's important. I don't think there's anybody who can take a look and see how having several dozen different labeling laws across the country work for anybody. Won't work for the consumer. They're going to be charged more money. There's going to be less product variety available. It's going to create a lot of problems, but that's the reason behind these state initiatives. These are not being proposed by people who believe that GMOs are good. These are being proposed by people who think GMOs are bad, and so they're against them. So let's just make it hard enough that, you know, it won't happen.
Comes to obviously that brings us to the idea of a dialogue with consumers. A lot of our ag groups, of course, joined together under the banner of the U.S. Farmer Rancher Alliance. Are we getting there as far as trying to get consumers a little more up to speed on some of the modern practices of agriculture?
I think we're doing a much better job, but we need to do a better job yet. I mean, you know, and I don't think consumers want to be preached to. I don't think they want to hear agriculture come and tell them something. I think they want to have a dialogue. You know, I think one of the good things about the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance and the food dialogues that have been put on by them is that not only do consumers learn some things from the farmers and the ranchers and others involved in agriculture at those food dialogues, but I think a lot of us learned a lot of things from them. We learned that there are some things that we thought they were very concerned about that they're not. And there were some things they're concerned about that we thought, huh, didn't realize that. And also how we talk about agriculture. We need to talk about agriculture differently. These are consumers, and we have to respect that they're going to have concerns. We have to address those concerns, and You know, we can't tell them that they're stupid for having concerns. That probably is not a good way to go ahead and influence them and have them become real friendly towards agriculture.
Circle back to here inside the Beltway. We continue to see a lot of struggle, a lot of emotions expended over RFS. Are we going to get finally some clarity on what the 2014 standards are anytime soon?
You know, I wish I had a dollar for every time I've been asked that question. Anybody who knows isn't saying, and anybody who's saying doesn't know. But I will tell you, I don't know. And I think that that is a decision that is going to end up being made in the West Wing. And it is going to be a political decision. And it is going to probably be a compromise. But we think very strongly that in order for the industry to have certainty, we need to stay to the schedule that's in the statute.
So you prefer to be, obviously, to be left alone. That'd be your
yes,
desire.
Absolutely.
The whole idea of an RFS, obviously, was to give some schedule, some certainty to building out the corn-based ethanol and then, obviously, the next generation. Do you see the next generation still coming on? I mean, are we going to get it done, you think?
This uncertainty that has arisen because of this proposal from EPA has slowed the interest in and development of those advanced biofuels, those cellulosic biofuels. We think that the ongoing effort by the petroleum industry to undo the RFS is also doing that. You know, if we take a look back at when we did the first renewable fuel standard, you know, the investment that was made in the corn industry, not only by corn farmers, but by seed companies, by implement companies, by GPS companies, you know, so now our growers are farming from the satellite. You know, all of those things were possible because there was some profit in the business and there was some certainty in the business. And we start removing that profit potential and creating a bunch of uncertainty. We know how things can change rather quickly.
Right.